Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I've got Dawn with me. Hi Dawn.
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, good, thank you. And it's a pleasure to introduce for the first time on VI Talk, Steve Gilbert, who is the chair of Wrexham Disabled Supporters Association. Hiya Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hiya, now it's a privilege to speak to you.
Hi, Faith.
Hi there.
So do you want to start by telling us what Wrexham DSA is?
We're a group of Wrexham AFC football fans who a lot of us have a disability, and we work to represent the needs and requirements of our disabled fans and to improve accessibility at the ground across the board, really, in all sorts of ways. So we've been doing that for about 8 or 9 years now.
And do you want to tell us what I know you're the chair, but how did you get involved?
Initially, I was approached when the DSA was set up and asked if I would be treasurer. And I said, yes, I would quite happily be treasurer for you, but I won't get involved in any of the activities as such. I'll just, keep the financial records and let you guys get on with it. And 8 years later, I'm spending all my life on it, it seems like. But it's a real vocation and a real something that grabs you and it just sort of takes over, really.
Can you explain to us what services that the football club provides for disabled supporters?
When we started, we had some pitch side wheelchair spaces, and that was about it, really. Three accessible toilets. So we set about working with the club, who were fans owned at the time, to try and find ways to improve everything. Our real first achievement was we basically invented autism-friendly football in the UK and put on the UK's first autism-friendly football game. That was in 2013. That sort of procedure is now a template for other clubs to use. And I think we were the first club to get autism-friendly status in Wales. Followed that up in 2015 by funding a wheelchair viewing platform at height that's attached to an executive box. It's probably, in our opinion, it's the best viewing platform in the country, although we're biased. we fundraised about £9,500 for that, and that was match funded, enabling us to put it in at no cost to the club.
So what services do you offer for blind and partially sighted supporters?
We have an audio descriptive commentary. Currently it's at every game, home and away. Originally, the ADC is designed to be listened at while you're attending the ground, and what would happen is you'd come to the ground, contact us, we'd give you a receiver. Normally we take it to the person in their seat. All they need is their own headphones, obviously for hygiene purposes and things. And they just plug their headphones in, switch it on, listen. And at the end of the game, we'd collect the receiver and recharge them all ready for the next game. Obviously with COVID, we've had to adapt that situation. So now what we do normally is we take a live stream from a home or away game, whoever's providing at a national league level, which is normally the clubs. And our commentators will sit at home and watch the live stream and give it an audio described commentary to the listeners via Zoom. And it's working really well, I must be honest.
Brilliant, excellent. And it gives the person the experience as well that they're at the game and, gives them that same freedom, doesn't it, that you know, they're getting the game and getting the commentary as well, which is really good.
Yeah, and the audio described commentary is very different to what you might normally hear on, say, a radio commentary, because it's specifically designed to try and paint the picture of more of where the ball is and what's going on. And years ago, I went to the Centre for Access for Football in Europe conference in Paris, and there was a wonderful presentation by a lady from Ukraine, I think it was, who said that done properly, ADC was like having an eyesight back for 90 minutes each game. And I came home from that just determined to bring it to Wrexham at some point. We didn't think we'd be able to afford it initially, but we stuck with it. That was 2015, and by 2018 we've managed to get the service up and running. So it took us a while, but we got there in the end.
That's fabulous. Yeah, and I do know some, you know, visually impaired football supporters at various clubs, and they really appreciate it, and the time that people take to do the audio description. So who does the audio description for Wrexham?
Our service is fully managed by a company called Ellen March Sports Limited. Ellen March Sports are, in our opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion, the number one English language audio description sports commentary team, probably, certainly in Europe, and perhaps worldwide. They are the chosen service provider for UEFA. So the guys that trained our commentators had done things like Champions League finals, international football, Olympics. They work at the very, very highest levels of sport. So we are very, very lucky to have those guys training our guys. And our commentary team are all volunteers. They do it for nothing. We've got free Wrexham fans. We just put out an appeal for anybody who might be interested, and we came very lucky with three guys that are absolutely fantastic at what they do. It's Alan, George and Alex. We're very, very lucky to have them. They're very, very dedicated. They never miss a game, hardly. So
wow.
We're very privileged, really, to have volunteers like that.
Disabled people have to pay anything towards the headsets or getting it organised or going into the game? Do they have to pay for that same as everybody else would? Or
no, we funded it 100% this year. So the Zoom service is free. We buy a live stream for every game and commentate off that. We pay for all the other March management services. They're very good to us, actually, in what they charge us. So the DSA is probably making a commitment between £800 and £1,000 this year for our audio description. And we've probably spent maybe £2,000 or £3,000 on top of that. We did have some sponsorship from the MySquin Hall in Wrexham and the North Wales Masons to help us get started. And we did have a news article on BBC when it kicked off at the end of 2018. And a guy who was watching the BBC news up on the North Wales coast saw it and donated £300 to us just to go and buy some more receivers.
Oh.
And they're about £180 each, the receivers. So, and we have 12 of those.
That's
great. It's not cost a club a penny. We fund everything for that.
So basically, a Wrexham supporter who's visually impaired would buy a ticket like anybody else, and then the rest, you know, so there's no extra cost to them, which is fantastic.
Yeah, on a normal match day, all we ask is that they make contact with us. We find out where they're sitting. We take the receiver to them in their seats. And at the end of the game, we collect it from them. Literally, all they need is a set of headphones, and we'll take care of the rest.
Nice. So if somebody's interested, if they're a Wrexham supporter and they're out there thinking, oh, I really like this, how do they get in touch with you? How do they get involved?
They can find us on Twitter at Wrexham DSA, or they can email us at Wrexham, which is WXMDSA@gmail.com. The service at the moment is online, so they just need to drop us a message, and wherever they are, anywhere in the world, they can have a Zoom invite. For any game that the Reds are playing currently. We've had listeners this year from Canada, Scotland, Ireland, so we're doing quite well.
That's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. And yeah. I know a lot of the guys are football mad, so, you know, and to support, you know, a club and get involved is really good, and getting participating in it is a good idea.
Yeah, we try to push it. We always encourage. We talk all the time with other disabled sports associations. We have representatives from them come in and listen to the service just to get an idea. We've had Celtic listening and Bohemians in Ireland, because we think it's important. We like to promote the work, not just for our fans, but for all fans of all clubs. Because I think really it should be available everywhere. You know, every club.
Yeah.
I think we've shown that it's not overly difficult to instigate if there's a will there. And really every club could have it. And there's so many people out there that want to listen.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks, Steve. It's been an absolute pleasure and really interesting to hear how that came about, and good luck for the future.
Thank you very much for inviting me on. It's been an honour.